USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is heading off to London next week to meet with the Queen during his G7 trip.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crews searching a cemetery in Tulsa, Oklahoma for victims of the 1921 race massacre say they found 5 more coffins. That makes 20 bodies found in a massive grave. The state archaeologist says 30 more bodies could still be there. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito are meeting again on Friday to talk about infrastructure. This time, they're hoping for some progress or maybe even a compromise. One thing the president is proposing is lowering the tax on corporations to a minimum of 15%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the 28% he originally proposed is still not off the table.
The president believes is one that corporations can afford to pay a little bit more. And that's a way that we can pay for a range of the bold proposals that he has put forward.
Republicans want to use about $75 billion in unused COVID relief funds to help pay for infrastructure. But the White House says that's not enough to cover what needs to be done. Celebrity lawyer F. Lee Bailey has passed away. He defended Patty Hearst and O.J. Simpson. His family didn't determine the cause. He was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
For the first time since COVID-19 pounced on the U.S. economy last year, the number of American workers filing new unemployment claims has fallen below 400,000. The Labor Department said in its report that 385,000 new claims were filed last week. That's a decline of about 20,000 from the prior week. The last time the figure was that low was the week of March 14, 2020. Most analysts expected between 390,000 and 400,000 new claims. The department said there were 3.8 million continuing claims last week. More than 15 million Americans are still receiving jobless benefits in some form, which is a decline of about half from a year ago. The department is set to release its May jobs report on Friday, which is expected to show about 670,000 new payrolls. ADP and Moody's Analytics said in its private sector almost 1 million jobs were added last month. NASA is sending not one, but two new missions to Venus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
NASA will be heading to Venus twice in the next decade. The agency has announced a pair of missions to the planet in 2028 and 2030 to explore the planet's atmosphere and geology. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the missions aim to learn how Venus became an inferno-like world, capable of melting lead at the surface. The last U.S. craft to visit the planet was the Magellan Orbiter in 1990.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.